Hey, Dr. Clark here. Did you see the headline a couple weeks ago? Baby Einstein toys do not make your kids smarter. Disney is actually offering refunds to everyone who bought Baby Einstein toys for like the last decade. Now, while they haven't really come out and said, by the way, these things don't work the way we've been telling you, it is kind of I think someone used the phrase, a tacit admission, meaning, yeah, they probably don't do what we said they do. Now, I've been warning people for years to stay away from these things, but not because I don't want your kid to be smarter. It's because these things are basically a fantastic electronic babysitter. But what most people don't understand is they do have a profound impact on the brain, but maybe not the one that you were hoping. I'll just take a second and explain this to you. You know, your child has a right side and a left side of their brain, and they respond to different stimulation. The right side of the brain likes low-frequency stimuli, for example, things that don't blink. Nature, I think, is a great example of a right brain stimulation. Now, the left side, it likes high-frequency stimulation. And the best example I can give you of that is video games or animation or just about cartoons, all that stuff that you think kids like. That is a real large left brain stimulation. Now, here's why this matters when we're talking about autism, attention deficit disorders, PDD, Asperger's, those things. Those kids that have been diagnosed with those conditions, almost all of them have a right brain delay in many different areas. There's frontal lobe delay, parietal lobe delay. But the bottom line is those kids don't have appropriate attention, focus, social skills. You know the syndrome. Now, we already know from a couple years ago that there was a study done that says that for every hour of TV that kids are exposed to under the age of two, it dramatically increases their odds of getting diagnosed with attention deficit disorder. Now, why is that? It's because the environmental stimulation that that kid is exposed to can drive the discrepancy between the two sides of the brain. I mean, if you think of the brain like a muscle, the left side and the right side, you know, when we have a weak muscle, such as the right side in these problems, the left side becomes dominant. And that causes problems because the left side is all about starting things. It's about starting movement, starting thought, getting up, you know, being motivated. And you can understand what happens if you have an imbalance or a weakness in that right side of the brain. You get gas pedal, right, and not a lot of brake pedal. And I warn people for the last 10 years about these things. And one of the very first things we do with any child that comes into my program for autism or ADHD or one of those things is they get away. I mean, they go on an electronics-free diet. I'll put it that way. You may have heard of a gluten-free diet. Well, this is an electronics-free diet. And they don't get to be exposed to TV, video games, computers, those sorts of things, not until they've proven that they don't have a negative effect on them. Now, if you may have noticed, and if you did, I'm going to tell you something you should do about it. You may have noticed that when your child got exposed to these Baby Einstein things or animation or things that kids are supposed to like, that it makes them excited. It makes them shake. That's bad. You know that that kid has got probably a dominant left brain that needs to be calmed down. If you noticed that your kid zoned out, that's another very bad thing because it's not calming them down. It's entrancing them. You know, it's just like an addict. You know, when an addict, like a cigarette smoker, right? The cigarette smoker goes through nicotine withdrawals. They want another cigarette. When they have one, they say, "Whoo, man, I feel better. I'm calm." Well, you're not calm. You just fed your addiction. In fact, I want to show you something I just thought about. I want to show you. I'm going to turn on my bookshelf here. Where is it? It is right here. So I'm going to show you guys something. There's a book right here I'm going to show you. Now, this is Autism, Effective Biomedical Treatments. And it's got a lot of interesting things that you can see. I've got a lot of post-it notes on it. But here's something they're missing. You ready? You see this kid right here? Do you see what he's doing? He's got a video game controller in his hand. Now, what I want you to do is I want you to see his face. What? He's not my kid. He looks like me. What does his face look like? He is entranced. It's not a good thing for someone that's on the autistic spectrum to be exposed to. And the Baby Einstein things are just one flavor of that. I mean, one of the reasons they work on your left brain is they're about early academic skills, right? Reading, writing, arithmetic, those sorts of things. But what the right brain done is what the right brain does is tells you what to do with it. It gives you your social skills, your nonverbal comprehension, right? Understanding how to read between the lines. So if you're still letting your kid use these things, I really encourage you not to. You're going to have to make some changes, I know, because one people say is, well, what do we do with our kid? Well, I don't care what you do with them as long as you don't let them be exposed to these electronics. They don't need them. They learn a lot more by interacting with you, you know, the favorite old wooden blocks, those sorts of toys. They use their imagination. That is much, much better for their brain development and much more appropriate for a child that's already been diagnosed with autism or ADHD or Asperger's. And one of the things we do in my program that we work with these kids is, like I said, we do an electronics-free diet, and we work on them doing right brain sorts of activities, even when it comes to play. And that means letting them do whatever they want to do. Just don't set them in front of the electronic babysitter. So if you bought one of those things, you might want to go get your refund, but I do hope that your kid wasn't negatively affected by it. So we'll talk to you next time here on The Place for Answers.